Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
From Entertainment Tonight, we have Cassie DeLora on with us this morning. Cassie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Saw the show last night, and a lot of interesting stories regarding Kobe Bryant. Mm-hmm. And I know you have some information on the family and what's going on and how they are doing.
Yeah, you know, obviously it's a very tough week in news for all of us, and we continue to pray, and our hearts go out to Vanessa and the entire family. And we actually just got new reporting in about Vanessa Bryant, you know, feeling almost numb to everything. A source who is friends with the Bryant family tells ET that Vanessa is completely shocked and heartbroken, but obviously is trying to stay as strong as she can in front of her children. The source continues to add that she has been surrounded by her family and friends, but she feels almost numb to everything. But she is thankful for the outpouring of love her and her family have received during this time, and will respond when she's ready. And of course, like I said, you know, the world is mourning the loss of Kobe and his daughter and all of those who were on the helicopter as well, and our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody. Obviously, this is an ongoing investigation right now, so there is no cause of the crash still. In fact, the National Transportation Safety Board and the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department, they've held two press conferences so far this week, one on Monday and then a final one on Tuesday to give updates. And we've learned that all the bodies have been recovered from the crash site, and the coroners so far have identified four of the victims, which do include the pilot, Kobe Bryant, John Altobelli, and Sarah Chester. They are still working on identifying the remaining five victims, but those are kind of the updates that we have so far from the press conference yesterday. We have learned that there is not going to be another press conference, so what is next is what investigators will do. They will provide a preliminary report in 10 days. That's the National Transportation Safety Board, and then a full report in 12 to 18 months. So we may not know the cause of the helicopter crash for a good year.
Watching Entertainment Tonight last night, I was reminded of the book Kobe Bryant wrote about life lessons and parenting and so forth. I would imagine they're going to come out with that book again, because I know I want a copy. Have you heard anything about that?
We have not, but there are a lot of things in motion right now to honor Kobe, and that could be one way. I mean, another way, ET has learned that the Academy for the Oscars, they're going to honor him at the ceremony on February 9th. Obviously, he, of course, is an Oscar winner. He won the Best Animated Short back in 2018 for Dear Basketball, which he, of course, wrote to pay homage to his love for the game. So they're going to honor him there, which is so sweet. And then, of course, I'm sure you've seen on social media and on all the late night shows, everyone continuing to pay tribute to Kobe and his daughter, and of course all the others that were on the helicopter as well.
What else are you folks out there in Hollywood covering for today?
You know, obviously a lot of the news is heavily Kobe this week, but there are other news stories coming out of Hollywood and even in Miami. Of course, the Super Bowl is this weekend, so everyone is getting ready for that. Our crew is down there in Miami holding fort. We have a lot of exciting things coming up this week there. Of course, all of the pre-show events that are happening. I mean, the chain smokers are kicking off things with a free exclusive show in Miami. That is today. Lizzo's going to perform. So ET will be on the grounds there covering everything and anything for the big game. And, of course, we're going to have coverage on ET Live on Sunday. We're going to have a live show right after the Super Bowl highlighting the biggest moments. Of course, everyone very excited to see Shakira and J-Lo take the stage. So that is something that everyone is talking about this week. And another story that actually is getting everyone's attention this morning, which is crazy. I woke up to this news. Nikki and Brie Bella from Total Bellas. Are you familiar with them? They are both pregnant and expecting within 2 weeks of each other, which is crazy. They're sisters, so this is, I feel like, really special for them. But they both announced the news this morning. They are due a week and a half apart, and of course Brie shares 2-year-old daughter Birdie with her husband Daniel Bryan, but this is going to be the first child for Nikki, and this has been an amazing year for her. She just got engaged recently to Dancing with the Stars pro Artem, and now they've got a baby on the way, which is really exciting for them to share this moment together as sisters.
I'm not familiar with those people, but then again, I haven't been watching the PBS NewsHour lately, so I guess I missed that. What else?
You're not watching Total Bellas?
No.
Or Total Divas?
What else can you tell us about the Super Bowl halftime show and what we can expect to see?
You know, I feel like J-Lo is going to bring it because she has been rehearsing almost every single day. We see that on her social media, and it's so cute. A-Rod posts all these different Instagrams supporting her and whatnot. But I anticipate a lot of girl power. Obviously, you know, having two powerhouse women in the industry take that stage, J-Lo and Shakira, it's gonna be really special. And then, of course, we're anticipating a lot of halftime guests. Who will they bring up? There's been names thrown around like Mark Anthony, which could be really cool. Obviously, Miami and Shakira and J-Lo and the Latin presence, that would be really special. We just had Gloria Estefan host Entertainment Tonight yesterday from Miami. I really would love to see her get up on this stage. I don't think that's going to happen, but maybe Pitbull or DJ Khaled, or like I said, Mark Anthony. There's a lot of names thrown around that could possibly be a surprise, but I don't think anything's going to come out beforehand. I think it will 100% be a surprise, which is actually what Gloria Estefan told ET during her time co-hosting with us, that there are going to be surprises, but she wouldn't spill the tea. She wouldn't tell us.
Well, I've got a tip for you. Now, this isn't about the Super Bowl, but not too far from us, Woodstock, Illinois, where they filmed the 1993 comedy Groundhog Day. Bill Murray was spotted there with a couple of the actors who were in that film, and the word is they're shooting a Jeep commercial that will air during the Super Bowl. Of course, the Super Bowl is on Groundhog Day, so you might see Bill Murray and a little Groundhog Day shtick on the Super Bowl. You can go with that tonight on Entertainment Tonight if you want.
I was going to say thank you for the tip. We should we should hire you.
Just follow up on that.
For sure. I mean, that is one of the best parts of the Super Bowl, too, right, is all the halftime, not the halftime performance, but the commercials throughout the whole show.
Yeah, what is it, like $5 million for 30 seconds or 60 seconds? I forget what it was, but
an insane
30
amount
seconds,
of money, yes.
30 seconds, yeah,
yes.
For $5 million. And we're going to start, we're seeing those already. Those companies get their money's worth because it plays in the Super Bowl, but also, you know, the week before it runs, mm-hmm. they're in newspaper stories, so I guess it's worth it for them, isn't it?
Oh, totally. And then, of course, if you have a really great commercial, everyone's talking about it on social media, which I feel like is definitely a target for these companies as well. As if we can get people to talk about it on social media, we've done a good job. You know, we got to get it trending on the Twitter.
There you go. And is it an official entertainment report if you don't mention something about Justin Bieber?
It is not. It is not a day at ET if we do not talk about the Biebs.
Yeah.
So Justin, Justin is making headlines this week because he's got a lot going on right now with his new music, which is amazing. He appeared on the Ellen DeGeneres show and actually opened up about why he was nervous to propose to Hailey Bieber, which I feel like is pretty relatable for a lot of young ones out there, a lot of 25-year-olds, who are thinking about marriage. He actually told Ellen that he was nervous about the commitment because, you know, when you are committing to someone, it is for better or for worse. There's faithfulness involved, and he was nervous about all of that. But obviously, as we know, he finally decided to just commit and do it. Obviously the two married back in 2018 in a New York City courthouse, and then they got married in South Carolina this past fall in a very intimate ceremony with their family and friends. So he obviously decided to take the plunge and do it, and life seems to be working out for him pretty well. He announced his fifth studio album, Changes, will be coming out on Valentine's Day. I mean, obviously, I feel like Hailey inspiring a lot of that. Maybe even the title, Changes. There's been a lot of change going on in his life. And, of course, dropping on Valentine's Day, the symbolism of that and his love for his now wife, you know. So he's got a lot going on, like I said, with music. And then also he is touring now. He is going to kick off the Changes tour in North America on May 14th. And that is crazy because this is the first tour that he's had since his Purpose tour, which ended abruptly back in 2017. They never actually finished that one. So he's back, and I would say better than ever. He's got a YouTube docuseries. If you haven't had a chance to watch it, it just came out. It's called Justin Bieber Seasons, and the Biebs is back.
You know what, that original documentary that came out some years ago about Justin Bieber and his manager, what's his name, Scooter Braun. Yeah, it was really quite an interesting film, and I know you can still see it somewhere, but it was very interesting, the sort of behind the scenes about how they built his career, wasn't it?
Right. And I think now, too, a lot of fans want to get an insight into just behind the scenes of his life right now, because he has been through a lot within recent years. And his come up and his comeback, I feel like, has been really awesome to see, especially because he is someone that we've covered for years, his ups and his downs. And right now he's a man of faith, and we see him often, you know, going to church and whatnot. And I feel like that is at the root of his marriage to Hailey, and he's finally found someone after some failed relationships. He's finally found someone that just is his match on all different levels. And I feel like this docuseries provides a little bit more insight into his mindset now and who he is and who he has grown into,
right?
Because we watched him grow up, you know. We watched him pee in a bucket and do all of that and make all those mistakes, and now
there you go. It's an official entertainment report. We mentioned the Biebs. It's Entertainment Tonight, weeknight 6:30, CBS 2. Thanks, Cassie DeLaura. Have a good day.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.